Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back. Pretty nice little piece there on the beginning of that song. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being here today. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Brian Matamore is our guest, a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Stormers, How to Lead and Inspire Creative Breakthroughs. Brian with a Y, W, Matamore, two T's. Brian, thanks again for hanging out with us. I enjoyed hearing about how you do your idea stormers. You did it. You tried it on yourself, and it worked. And you're taking your show on the road, and helping people become better, be more creative and more innovative. One of the things that I've been talking about with people for a long time, Brian, that I think is if they'll get this in their head, if they'll believe what I'm about to say, they'll take your book and they'll go crazy with it. It's okay. If you're already established business, you got stuff going on, you're successful, I don't care. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Oh, I love that line, or that thought. Absolutely.
See, I'm not telling people, you're not telling people, you can't be in the sandwich business anymore, you can't be in the shoestring business anymore, you can't be in the shipbuilding business anymore. You're telling them, that's okay. But you can't keep the same way from now on.
No, I couldn't agree more. And in some ways, these techniques that I'm talking about work as well or better for established businesses they do for creating entirely new ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gave an interview with Dartmouth Alumni Magazine on this, and I said, you know, it's sometimes easier, you know, an iPod that floats, you know, anti-gravity iPod, you know, these crazy ideas, than it is to invent, you know, new ways to rail cooker, or in this case,
right.
You know, new ways to reinvent a flower shop.
Right.
I mean, those are some of the real challenges, you know? And
right.
So that's what stuff is intended to do. It's just to be used on a daily basis.
Walk us through how it would work on a daily basis.
Well, I mean, you can take some of these techniques, whether it's the wish technique, or there's a technique called semantic intuition or a problem redefinition.
Tell us about the wish technique.
Well, the wish technique is simply wishing for the impossible and then figuring out
Santa
a way
Claus.
To make
You're
that
talking
real.
About the Santa Claus project, right?
Yeah, there are different names you can call it, but you wish for the impossible and then you make it real. And as you know, Arthur C. Clarke had said, you probably remember, you know what's possible until you consider the impossible. That's
mm-hmm.
what this is about. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, when my partner did Mentadent, he was against Colgate and Crest, and
right.
he wished for the impossible, and he created Mentadent, which got a 15-share, became a $250 million business.
And one of the ways to wish for the impossible is to not know that you can't do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to be, it's hard for to wish, because we've lost that. You know, we've become such pragmatists, so real, that that you kind of lose that ability as an adult to wish. You say, oh, that's stupid, or that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to start with that. And then you get hard-nosed after you get some of these crazy ideas
mm-hmm.
to figure out how to make them real. You know, this wish for a $9 bicycle, I mean, that's crazy, you know. But
that's what it costs, the cardboard bicycle you're telling us about? $9?
Yeah, the cost of goods was like $9, and so we took that and said, well, where else could you take that? And you could make sandals, you could make,
right.
You know, funnels, you could make, in this case, we thought of a child stroller, and we came up with a funhouse stroller
mm-hmm.
that kids could, you know, because it's so cheap, the kids can, you know, create right on this thing with crayons, and their parents
right.
will yell at them.
You buy them by the dozen. You buy them by the dozen, right?
Exactly. I like that. That's a great idea. I love that.
So I like the wish idea because, you know, what about the what if? I don't think that's one of your examples, but I like the what if approach, which means what if we turn this upside down and painted it purple?
Yes, absolutely. And that's kind of a what if version of the wish idea. I mean, idea of that is we call it the worst idea technique, where you come up with intentionally bad ideas and turn those into good ideas.
Or
and that actually does work.
If all of our competitors left,
what if
our competition doubled?
Yes. Or what we sometimes do is we were working with a big bank, and they wanted to, quote, reinvent banking, which is a fantastic wish.
Right.
And so we did, what if they were combined with Microsoft or Google or McDonald's? How would that change their business? It was an extraordinary idea, and that led to actually a global new collateral service.
Well, Walmart wanted to put a bank in. Of course, they have banks in there, but their arms linked, but they wanted to have their own bank, didn't they? They weren't able to make that happen. But these are things...
Well, they got so much money, they need a bank.
That's exactly right. But, you know, the things... I love the idea that what your book does and what your ideas do is help people understand that every day the world changes. As the world changes, there are implications that are going to affect you. Either today is an opportunity, tomorrow it's a disruption. And if you're not thinking like this, if you're not being an idea stormer, like the title of your book says, if your organization is not bent that way, then you're gonna miss the opportunities and get run over by the disruptions, right?
Absolutely, and it's a habit, just as you imply. You should be doing it every day.
I need your website, Brian.
Well, the website is www.growth-engine.com.
All right. The book is called Idea Storm. Brian W. Mattermore. Thanks, Brian. Come back soon. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.